A quote by Albert Einstein. Look for a second right answer. Most of the time, it's not the same as the first. Welcome back to Famous Fables with Dr. Dave. Today, I am going to give you all one of my favorite stories that I wrote. It is taken from a book that I wrote a few years ago called Dr. Dave's Famous Fables. This particular fable is called Three Old Friends. Three old friends sat discussing their philosophy of life. They were self-proclaimed philosophers and thought it was important to share their legacy with all who were willing to listen. The three friends met at the local cafe, where they had done so for many years. They spoke loudly and loved to have an audience. On this day, they noticed a group of college kids were present. The students had lingered long after finishing their drinks. The three motioned and invited them to move closer to hear their discussions. For wisdom is not wisdom until it is given away, said the oldest of the three. He was only the oldest by 2 months. Time had been kind to this gentle philosopher as he looked much younger than what he was. Yes, knowledge and insight are useless without action, said the young one. Although the three others referred to their friend as the young one, this wise philosopher was merely 2 years younger than the other two. Education and experience are life's greatest teachers, the gray-haired one said. Fearing he would be outdone by his contemporaries, he continued, Life is like riding on the back of an elephant. The elephant is like our emotions. You have to take charge of it and carefully direct it to where you want it to go. Like our emotions, the elephant has great power and destruction, unless it is harnessed and tamed. The instincts of the elephant are primitive and demanding. Unless the rider can harness its great power, the elephant will destroy everything in its path. The others nodded in approval. After a long silence, the young one spoke up. Life is like sailing on a boat. To get to where you want to go, you must put your sail up to harness the wind. Some people just drift along and allowing the current to take them wherever it may. They get angry when the current does not obey and take them where they want to go. They never accept responsibility for their inaction, only blaming circumstances and others for their calamity. How can two boats go opposite directions on the same wind and current? The moment you put up your sail, you take charge and become responsible for your life and its direction. Mistakes and successes. Putting up your sail is like establishing your goal, mission, and purpose in life. Everyone needs a sail. Again, the friends nodded with approval. And right on cue, without hesitation, the oldest friend spoke up. Life is like walking up an escalator that's going down. Sometimes, if you put a little extra energy into it, you get ahead. Most times, you're lucky if you just keep pace. Other times, when you slow down, you begin to lose ground. It's simple. Any way you look at it, you're always moving. Even when you stop, you're going down. The three smiled at each other, forgetting the audience that had gathered around him, until one of the students broke the silence. He took a breath, as if to add his own philosophy. He stopped himself when the philosophers closed their eyes and with a slight smile and slowly shook their heads in unison, as if to say, not yet, your time will come. You're only just beginning to live and to figure things out. And with that, the student humbly understood and instinctively knew they were right. One of the things that I learned early in life was everybody needs a philosophy to life. Having a philosophy kind of pulls you along when you get stuck. I encourage you, take a look at your own life. What is your philosophy of life? I would love it if you would share your philosophy of life with me. Send it to me. I'd love to hear back to find out what others see as inspirational. I hope you enjoyed Famous Fables with Dr. Dave. If you like what you heard, please share it, rate, and write a review. I would love to hear from you. Take care. Until next time, hold on to your brain.